Ellen?
Yeah.
Baby, I'm sure glad dinner's over.
How come?
Because now it's time for dessert.
All right.
Howdy, ho, widow. Oops. Apparently, I caught you with your hands full.
Steve, I hate to be rude, but get out.
Well, wait a minute. You haven't introduced me to your pretty pucker partner.
Steve Urkel.
Don't tell me. You've talked about her ad nauseum. You must be the lovely Sherry.
Who?
Linda?
No.
Shavetta?
Uh-uh.
Natalie? Amy? Lisa? Sun Lee?
Steve, this is Heather, my one true love.
Yeah, your former true love.
Maybe.
Your history, Jack.
Well, you're in luck. She thinks you're some guy named Jack.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams.
I certainly am. Why?
Well, the last time he cooked, the stove blew up.
The stove did not blow up. The turkey inside it did.
Why isn't Aunt Harriet cooking?
Well, she's got a part-time job at Captain Kidd's restaurant.
Isn't that the place where everyone dresses like a pirate?
Yep.
I'm warning you, Carl. No pirate jokes.
What do you make them do? Walk the plank?
Careful, Richie, or you won't get your authentic Captain Kidd eye patch.
Oh, thanks.
So, sweetheart, tell us about the new job.
Well, I'm only working security. My biggest challenge is making sure the landlubbers only go to the salad bar once.
Ooh, you got...
Ooh, Mom, that's quite a fashion risk. You're never gonna find a job looking like that.
Careful, Laura. I'm tired, and I have a sword.
So, Laura, what's your good news?
My bank account runneth over. I finally saved enough money to buy myself a car.
Congratulations, honey.
So what kind of car did you pick out?
Well, I was down at Honest Bob's Used But Not Abused Cars.
Uh-oh. Sweetheart, you have to be extra careful of a place that has the word honest in its name.
Oh, I know. Well, anyway, I was walking around the lot, and bam, I saw a beauty. An amazing piece of work. And then he stepped aside and I saw the car I like.
Is it a Rolls Royce?
Not quite. It's an 81 Fiat Spider.
Oh, honey, that's an old car.
Oh, I know. But she's absolutely gorgeous when she's all tanked up and her top is down.
So is your mother. But, Laura, you need me to go with you when you go down to buy the car? You know, these salesmen can be pretty tricky.
No. I can handle it. I've done my homework on this car. I know exactly what it's worth.
Okay, but I'm here if you change your mind.
Well, I appreciate that, Dad, but I'm an adult now. I earned the money myself, I did the research myself, and now I want to buy it myself.
Are you going to pay for the insurance yourself?
Hey, I can't do everything myself.
You got it.
Come on, Rob. The price isn't written in stone. It's written in shoe polish. Come on. Make me an offer.
I'll give you $2,400. Cash.
Ralph. Ralphie. That's a $3,000 car. $2,900.
Come on, Bob. What do you want it to do, sit here and collect more dust? I'll give you $26, but that's the best I can do.
Well, I like your shirt. My dog's named Ralph. Oh, what the heck? You got yourself a car. You go wake up Norm in the office, he'll write you up.
Office? You mean this trailer?
Hey, for your information, that's our service department, customer lounge, and employee daycare center.
Daddy!
Shut up! I'm busy! Whoop. Hello, little lady. I'm Bob Futterman, but most folks call me Honest Bob.
I'm Laura Winslow.
Laura! What can I do for you?
I'm interested in a car.
Would you like me to show you around? Or has something already tickled your fancy?
Well, what's the story on this 81 Fiat?
The story is, it's a great car that costs $2,000. Buy it. I'll live happily ever after.
I'll give you $1,600.
Okay. And then you'll come back tomorrow with the other $400?
No, I don't think so.
Why don't we take a look, see, at this Yugo over here? Come on. Come on. Ooh. Ooh. It's a pretty color. Bumper optional. Oh, look, look, look. It's $1,500. Well, that's right up your wallet.
I don't want this car.
Are you sure? It has an automatic. The Fiat is a stick.
That's very, very difficult.
I can drive a stick. I'll give you $1,750.
Oh, sorry, sweetheart. Lowest I'll go is $1,900. Take it or leave it.
I'll leave it.
Oh, phooey. But I'll bet you'll be back, little lady. Only hope the car will still be here. Don't be a stranger. There's something always good under the hood. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Don't be a stranger.
Oh, green, my babe. Welcome home, Winslows.
What are you doing here, Steve?
Tidying up. Actually, I was waiting for you, Edo.
Why?
I called Helen and profusely apologized for my social gap. I explained that all those other women I mentioned are persona non grata in the Eddie Winslow Big Book of Love. Well, let me tell you, Helen was speechless.
I'll bet. Because the girl that was here before was Heather. Helen is my date for tomorrow night.
Was your date.
Uh-oh. Toodles! Woo!
Come back, Christine! Laura, what's going on down here?
Eddie's trying to kill Steve.
Then why do you look so sad?
I didn't get my car.
Really? Why not?
The dealer wanted too much money.
Wouldn't bargain, huh?
Nope. And I got the feeling he would have if I had been a guy.
Ah, male showing his pig, huh?
Maybe. He thought I'd like a certain car because it was a pretty color. And he assumed I couldn't drive a stick.
Oh, honey, don't worry. You'll find another car.
I don't want another car. I want that car. And I want it at a fair price.
So what are you gonna do?
I don't know. But I'm not gonna give up until I come up with something.
Dang, why? Oops. for you.
Oh, I won't eat it.
Well, why not?
Because I'm packing a wallet, and the name ain't Laura. It's Larry.
Lara?
That's Larry, bro.
Well, Larry, you look so... Well, I mean you... What happened to your bazooms?
My what?
Snookums. If you're having some sort of identity crisis, well, let's talk about it. You know, there are clinics for this, although the operation is very painful. I mean, just ask my Uncle Beverly.
Steve, I'm dressed like this so I could buy a car.
Why don't you just write a check?
Because the check would be too big. See, the car dealer is sexist, and I figure Larry Winslow can get a better deal than Laura Winslow. Now, come on, let's go.
Wow, 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 now, now, now. Men don't do this. Now, listen up. I'm gonna teach you how to walk, talk, and think like a man. Now, first, we'll start with the walk. A woman walks like the wheat in a breeze. Men stomp like they're killing ants. Now, come on, you try.
I feel like an idiot.
Great, that's the first step to being a man.
What else do I need to know?
Well, let's see. Men are earthy creatures. We like to spit, scratch, and hike up our pants.
You know, I always wondered, why do guys tug at their pants all the time?
Well, how can I put this delicately? I do it to make sure the airline hasn't lost the luggage.
What else do I need to know?
Well, let's see. When men are together and a pretty girl walks by, they greet her with words of endearment like, yo, mama, chicky, chicky, baby.
Yo, baby, bring it on home. Bring it on home to daddy.
Very good, very good.
Okay. Well, I'm ready to go buy my car now.
Let's go get me some wheels, Irk man.
You okay?
I'm cool. I wind up the rubber band on that thing and hit the road.
Afternoon, pal. I'm Bob Futterman, but most folks call me Honest Bob.
I'm Larry Winslow.
Larry, what can I do for you?
I got my eye on this baby.
Well, you got your eye on quality. Chicks always go for a guy in a convertible, right? Winslow Clinker?
Tell me something I don't know.
Easy. Easy there, pal. I just had liposuction.
What's under the hood?
Engine!
Well, this is an 81, so it ought to be a four-cylinder 2000cc twin cam with aluminum head and Bosch fuel injection.
Oh, that could be. Oh, hello, hello, baby cakes.
Hey, baby.
Come on, baby. Yeah, I think I'm special to her.
Okay, Bob, back to the car.
Huh? Oh.
Let's talk price.
Why talk? Well, you can look right at it.
See you.
Whoa, hey, whoa, wait a minute. Price isn't written in stone. It's written in shoe polish. Come on. Make me an offer.
$1,600.
How much?
$1,600.
Have you been here before?
Not really. Why?
You look familiar.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You have a sister?
No, I'm an only child, the last of the Windsor Goobers.
I thought you said that your name was Winsow Clinker.
Hi.
All right. What's going on? What is the meaning of this clever charade?
I dressed like this because I thought I could get a better deal from you if I was a guy.
What made you think that?
Because I saw you give a better deal to a guy.
Whoa. So what are you saying? That I'm sexist to babes? No way, little lady. You see, I'm a businessman. I don't care if your wallet comes out of a pair of pants or a purse, as long as there's money in it.
But yesterday you lowered your price for that guy, but when you got to me, you trying to sell me a Yugo.
Come on. Stop it.
I can't help it. It's just that I think it's wrong for you to take advantage of me just because I'm a girl.
All right. How much did I say yesterday?
$1,900.
All right, shh. All right. I'll go to 18. Shh. All right, $1,750. Oh, man.
I'm not a man.
All right. $1,700, but that's it.
Deal.
Is everything okay?
Oh, fine. You go ahead. I'm gonna drive this baby home.
Oh, great.
Well, when he snatched my head off and found out I was a girl, I was sure I'd be walking home.
And then you started crying, and he actually knocked off $300 off the car.
Yeah, I used his own sexist attitudes against him.
Beat him at his own game. Yes!
Harriet! I'm home!
Mom, watch this.
Harriet, there's nothing on the stove. What? Oh, company?
Carl, this is Larry. He's got a date with Laura.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right. Your daughter is so fly.
So just what are your plans tonight?
Well, I thought we'd party hardy, toss back a few brewskis. Then, since my parents are out of town, we go back to my place.
What?
But, don't worry, Pops. I have her back by cock-a-doodle-doo-tie.
Well, you're gonna need a little extra money. And,
Keep Laura till Monday. She eats like a horse. Oh, and you're gonna need my car. It has a fold-down back seat.
Daddy.
Gotcha.
Good news, Anna. Heather's willing to give you a second chance. Uh-oh.
Heather. Helen.
Steve.
I'm trying to take some time.
At the same time, I can't believe.
How do you not believe I was rubbing his bubble head?
Matters is a Miller Boyette production in association with Warner Brothers Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.